The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The 72 disciples returned rejoicing and said to Jesus, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name." Jesus said, "I have observed Satan fall like lightning from the sky. Behold, I have given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and upon the full force of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven." At that very moment, he rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, "I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him." Turning to the disciples in private, he said, "Blessed are the eyes that see what you see, for I say to you, many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. And once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And welcome to the feast of Our Lady of the Rosary. Now, the Rosary is the only devotion in our church that has its own feast day. Now, ours is a devotional church. Devotions are part of our heritage. Centuries and centuries of devotions and deeply loved devotions, the scapular and the miraculous medal and the Saint Benedict medal and various novenas and candles and all the like. But of all the churches, only one devotion so important that it has its own feast day. In fact, it's the only devotion that's mentioned in canon law, and that's the devotion of the Rosary. It gives you some idea how important our church holds this prayer. Now, a lot of you already know the history of this feast day, but just in case you don't, I will remind you. This feast day dates back over 500 years to a terrible battle at sea, a naval battle. It was known as the Battle of Lepanto. The year was 1571. The Pope was Saint Pius V. And the threat was the naval forces of the Ottoman Empire, the most powerful navy in the world, or at least the most powerful navy that anyone knew about. And for years, they've been raiding the coasts of countries all along the Mediterranean, and they were threatening to conquer Europe itself. And the Pope knew the grave danger people were in, told Christians throughout the world, "Pray the Rosary for your protection." In the year 1571, on this day in 1571, October 7th, a terrible battle ensued. It was known as the Battle of Lepanto. Against the Ottoman Turks, who had not lost a battle at sea in 200 years, came a ragtag fugitive collection of ships, a loose coalition, badly outmanned, badly outgunned, a true David and Goliath kind of battle. And when the Turks were defeated, the Pope was convinced this battle was won by the power of the Rosary, and that's why he advocated the Rosary. That's where our feast day comes from. Now, here's where it's important to us. It's important to us because you are in a battle right now. Right where you sit, right where you are. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. It is not a physical battle, it is a spiritual battle. It's raging all around you and within you right now. And if you don't know that you're in a battle, then you're already losing. And in this battle, just like in days of old, you are badly outgunned. On one side, there's the life of grace, there's the commandments, there's the scriptures, there's the church. On the other side are the media and entertainment worlds, banks and corporations, universities, international organizations, and I'm sorry to say, even governments. Badly outmanned, badly outgunned. Now, the good news is, the God side has the truth. Good news is, the God side's already won. In fact, figuratively speaking, you could say, the final score is already posted up on the scoreboard. And as I've mentioned before, the thing that really baffles me is how many people live their lives knowing this and still amble about on the battlefield of life, still trying to figure out whose uniform they want to wear, right? Well, in this battle, the rosary is as important as ever. And if you don't believe me, believe Pope Leo XIII. Here's something I found for you. Pope Leo XIII. Now, he was Pope 1880-something, 1890-something. He's the guy who wrote the St. Michael prayer we say after Mass every day. Hope you know the story of that St. Michael prayer. Very briefly, goes like this. They say the year was 1884, and Pope Leo XIII had some kind of a vision of the future. It's like he saw the 20th century or something. We don't really know. But when he came out of that vision, say he was ghost white in the face, and he composed the St. Michael prayer to defend the church and Christians in the day of battle. But he didn't just write the St. Michael prayer. He also wrote an encyclical letter. The letter is called Laetitiae Sanctae, the joy of holiness, and it talked about the power of the rosary in the fight. Now listen to this. He said, in the future, there will be a demonic attack against society played out on three battlefronts. Number one, an attack against simple domestic life. Number two, an increase in people's repugnance for suffering. Number three, a forgetfulness of eternity and a focus only on this earth. Against those three battlefronts, he recommended the rosary, the joyful mysteries, against belittling of a simple home life, the sorrowful mysteries, against the fear of suffering, the glorious mysteries, against our forgetfulness of eternity. So, you know, we pray the sorrowful mysteries, and we remember as we pray those mysteries, most of our spiritual lives are astonishingly ordinary. And that's why Jesus lived 30 of his 33 years in simple domestic life. Don't disdain it. You are where you're supposed to be. Most of life is utterly unglamorous and unextraordinary. That's where holiness is played out. I was talking to a Navy SEAL once. He said, everybody thinks we live lives of grand adventure. Our lives are just like yours. We spend most of our lives filling out forms and sitting in front of computer screens. Everybody does. Don't disdain it. That's where you're going to become a saint. The sorrowful mysteries. Life is hard. And you're a fool if you think it's supposed to be easy. You know, we live lives with a level of comfort unseen in all of history. Slightest headache, reach for the Advil. Slightest discomfort, turn up the heat, turn down the air conditioning. Who in history has ever had it so easy? And we begin to think that life is supposed to be easy because these comforts make us soft. Sorrowful mysteries remind us, carry the cross with Christ and don't be afraid of suffering. It does you more good than you know. Glorious mysteries remind us of eternity. Now, you know, ask yourself, how many of your prayers that you say are this worldly focused? How many of your prayer, what percentage, what would you guess, go something like this? Lord, fix my home. Lord, fix my finances. Lord, fix my family. Lord, fix my relationships. Lord, fix my broken lawnmower. Lord, please tell the neighbors to turn down the loud music. How many of your prayers are this worldly focused? Listen, something wrong with that. What's wrong is thinking you were made for that. We're just passing through this place. And the church is our doctor, helping us to get healthy enough to be ready to enter into the kingdom. Don't forget eternity. So the power of the rosary, it's your weapon in the fight. It's a fight that Jesus has already won, but a fight that's still being played out, and you are not a spectator. You are a combatant. The rosary has a power that I really don't even understand it. When I don't say the rosary, I can tell. When I do say the rosary, you know, there's a power to fight back against sin. There's a power to be better. It's the power of the Blessed Mother. In this battle, remember, whether you like it or not, you're in this battle. The rosary is your weapon. Now let's pick that weapon up and fight. And ask for the prayers of the Blessed Mother to help us. Our Lady of the Rosary, pray for us.